Welcome to Food for Thought, the podcast that talks about anything and everything as it relates to health. I'm Carissa McKay, one of the health promotion specialists at CFB Edmonton, and I'm excited today to be talking to the folks at Dental at the Health Services Building, specifically Master Corporal Carly Richard, because they have been able to take their role as leaders and implement ways to maximize employee satisfaction, morale, wellness, all of the good stuff into their workplace. We know how important workplace is in terms of how it impacts mental health and people's well-being generally, a person's desire to go to work every day, how that translates to your stress, etc. So it's really exciting to be able to talk to some folks who have been able to encapsulate what it means to create a supportive workplace within the context of the CAF. So thank you, Carly, for being here so much today. I'm excited to dive right into this conversation.
Hi, Carissa. Thanks for having me here today. I'm looking forward to sharing all the great things about the dental clinic here in Edmonton.
Lovely. Okay, so I have to admit, I love a good backstory. I wonder if you would mind sharing how it is that you came to be a dental professional in the context of the good old Canadian Armed Forces.
Yes, so I started off as a civilian dental assistant in the Edmonton Clinic. My contract was coming to an end and I didn't want to leave such a great workplace. I also saw all the benefits of being in the CAF and that military members had time in their day to work out, so I was compelled to join.
Right? Because who doesn't want to be paid to work out? Like, I think that's one of the best perks ever. It's actually very cool that you were like, you know what? I like working on people's teeth. I could wear a different color uniform, but actually you're just wearing scrubs anyway.
Yeah.
So... Which is super fun. I know that the dental profession often gets a bad rap generally as one of the places that people have on their least want to go to places anytime possible. But when you throw in that kind of mindset that people have with the challenges of working in a military population, I don't know, I feel like it makes it even that much more of an interesting place to hang your hat every day. So I don't know if being in a military population makes it better or worse, or if for you, teeth are teeth, mouths are mouths, but I feel like there might be some differences that you wouldn't necessarily think about back in the days when you were a Civvy Street dental person. Is that true, or am I just totally making things up in my mind here?
Well, in the civilian world, when patients require treatment, the dental team creates a plan, including the cost, and presents it to the patient. They are then limited to the treatment they can afford. In some cases, I've seen patients leave in tears because of this. Mm. In the military, patients receive the care and treatment they require to make them fit for deployment. For me, that's the greatest benefit, providing the best care possible to all of our patients.
Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. I can't imagine how hard that would have been to see a person not be able to get the treatment that they needed because they just simply didn't have coverage or couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
That'd be heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. That's a huge perk, not just for you in terms of being able to feel like you're able to provide that best care, but it must make you feel good to know that anybody who walks through the door because of the fact that they're military members are going to get that good care. That's awesome. It's often overlooked how important the workplace is in terms of our overall wellness. I know we talked about it in our annual briefing, and I feel that that's still a really surprising thing considering how much time we spend at work. I want to go to a place of work where I feel like I'm valued and I have purpose and I feel good going home at the end of the day feeling like I've contributed. There was a statistic that I had used in a previous episode, and I can't remember how much time it was in terms of hours, but the amount of time we spend at work is a considerable chunk. So I think that when we create an environment that is supportive, fun, allows for open dialogue, problem solving, all of that, it's really, really key. So how in dental did you all decide that you wanted to do this? Why was it important to you to try to shift things to the place where they are today? And is what you were seeing part of the reason that that led you to believe that maybe something needed to be changed? Sorry, that was a lot of questions.
Personally, I want to have fun and enjoy myself at work. And I know people are more productive when they are happy and enjoying what they're doing. Before the morale came to be what it is today, the staff were going through the motions, jobs were getting done, but there was nothing special about it. So it was time to start boosting morale.
There was an indicator. There was something that was seen and probably felt in a lot of ways that led to that. So,
yeah, absolutely. So people weren't miserable at work, but it was just kind of boring and there was no fun being had. There was work getting done, but no fun being had. And that's not a great place.
No, you need both. You need both. Yeah. So were there team meetings? Was there a town hall kind of a thing? Because I know that those have sort of a, people have a love-hate relationship with those. Were there comments or suggestion boxes? Like how did you come to the realization of, okay, this isn't great, but what do the people want? I think sometimes that's something that's missed out on. What do the people want?
So we have frequent town halls here. and to ensure people who were not comfortable bringing up their concerns or suggestions in a group setting, they were able to voice their concerns. Master Corporal Coburn created a QR code for people to scan, which brought them to a page where they could enter anonymous suggestions for improvements or any requests that they had for the detachment.
Oh, nice. Okay. And I think that that idea of it being anonymous was probably really key, because there might be some really great ideas, but people don't want to have that like on them. So they want to be able to say, okay, this really sucks and this needs to get better, but I don't want to get in trouble. So I think that's huge. Do you think that having that input helped people to buy into what the next steps were?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first request that we had was to have more potlucks, which was very easy to implement. So now we have a board where people can sign up to be a potluck OPI. They can pick the theme and the types of foods they want people to bring. So we usually have one once a month, and by having different people plan it, people are always on board. We love a good potluck at the clinic.
And then there's like teeth brushing after, like group teeth brushing. No? Okay. That sounds amazing. Who doesn't love a good potluck? And I think especially coming out of COVID, being able to do stuff like that again was probably really huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's awesome. How much of a role did the team have in terms of deciding how things were going to evolve? So step one, have more potlucks. You know, what was then sort of the next piece, and how much of that was driven by management, aka leadership, and how much of that was, you know, again, sort of that input from all of the people who have to live and work and try to have an enjoyable place of, you know, making their living?
So each idea that was brought forward was submitted through the chain of command for approval. However, our chain of command here is always on board for a good morale boost, so we didn't really have much pushback. So now we have a lot of outlets to bring people together and keep morale high. We have a long list of initiatives, but I'll share some of the great things that we do here. And for us, that starts with having enough staff. We are truly blessed to be in a unit that has plenty of staff to function so people aren't burning out. Each morning we have a morning huddle with all of our staff to go over the day, which gives people an opportunity to bring up when they may require extra help and also relay any shout-outs that patients have given. Our MWO frequently talks about filling each other's buckets, and I think that is a good reminder to help each other out. Our social committee plans a lot of fun events throughout the year. We do a lot of coffee runs to Tim Hortons, and we have cake each month to celebrate that month's birthdays.
Again, with teeth brushing.
You know.
Sorry.
Maybe.
Sorry, I just think that you, of all the people, would have, like, the best oral hygiene.
I mean, we do our twice a day.
Okay.
We have some people that are brushing their teeth after lunch, but
I'm sorry.
We like our sugar just as much as anyone else.
Excellent. Good. So glad to hear it.
Yeah, and so on top of that, we also have people who are more than happy to decorate for every holiday. People bring in their own decorations, which is great. We have something called Ronnie the Recognition Rooster.
Amazing.
Yeah, where peers recognize each other for going above and beyond. Each month, someone wins the rooster and earns 2 late starts for that month. So it's really great. At the end of the month, we have a box full of little slips of paper. Some are anonymous. Some people sign who wrote them, but they have the person's name and something great that that person did. And I love reading them at the end of every month.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good reminder of all the amazing things that go on here.
Totally.
And then we also have Fun Scrub Friday, where instead of wearing these lovely teal scrubs, we get to wear our own scrubs, which is great. And then everyone's favorite is the Menti Bee Station. This is an area where you can take a few minutes to wind down. We usually have a puzzle there. Sometimes people have brought in a Lego set to work on. And it's just an area where you can wind down for a few minutes, work on a puzzle, chat with people. And yeah, the culture in the dental clinic is very positive and upbeat.
That's amazing. Why is it called the Menti Bee Station? Is that significant in some way?
If you're going to have a mental breakdown, you go to the Menti Bee Station.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
That is okay. Why. It prevents a mental breakdown, or you can go cry there if you need to.
Yes. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. So was it difficult to get buy-in from the team writ large, or also, or perhaps separate to that, was it difficult to get them wanting to be involved, feeling comfortable with being involved, given that it is a little bit of a departure from how things are often viewed to take place within the context of a military environment? I mean, I feel that there's still very much that belief that when leaders say jump, people do. And then members often will also add, you know, how high. So was it difficult to switch gears and say, no, actually, we want and value your input because this is making things better for you, which ultimately makes things better for leadership?
Yeah, at first, people seemed nervous to take a break and work on the puzzle and just focus on themselves for a few minutes because they're used to just work until that 1 hour you get for lunch. So it did take people some time to realize it was okay to take a few minutes for themselves throughout the day. The chain of command is very supportive and promotes positive mental health. So there was minimal pushback from people in participating after the initial set up.
Yeah, kind of sort of testing the waters, see how it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, people are actually able to come and do this, and it's not being frowned upon and actually actively encouraged. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So when all of those pieces started falling into place, what were the first things that were noticed in terms of shifts or changes in how people were interacting with one another at work? Was there a change in sick days, the number of issues that were being dealt with in terms of interpersonal conflict? How are you recognizing that things were improving as a result of what you had all been working towards?
So people were definitely smiling more and engaging in more conversations. Our staff is generally happy to come to work and always looking forward to the next event. We always have something going on. There's definitely been less complaints, and the team is really willing to work hard because they know that we are rewarded for it.
Yeah, it's a little less stick, a little more carrot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think positive reinforcement is generally so much more effective than the alternative.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. Especially you see all these studies being done that people who are working 4 days a week get the same amount or more work done, working a full less day.
100%. Productivity is not a measure of how long you can keep your nose to the grindstone. And mm-hmm. it actually improves when you do take those breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So how long do you think it'll take before the military goes to a 4-day work week? I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Yeah. I guess that puts to rest any notion, because a lot of people think that these things aren't measurable. You know, people are looking for the bottom line. They're looking for that data to show that tangible, important things are changing. But I think that what this shows is that virtually anyone can benefit from recognizing that these types of shifts in how people go about doing their business, whatever that might be, day to day, are actually incredibly valuable and quantifiable. Because again, I think it's a feeling. You can feel what it is like in that environment in terms of the mood, the energy. So I feel like that's probably what has kind of been the case here to a certain extent.
Yeah. And if you feel like you need a number attached to it, walk around for a week and count how many smiles you see, make some changes, and then do it again. Like, there will definitely be a significant difference.
I love that. Smile counting as a way to measure workplace wellness and contentment. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But I think that if we were to look at it, there would probably be a decrease in the number of sick days, a decrease in the number of people calling in, you know, last minute to say that something's come up, or because they know that they're going to be supported when they come to work.
Yeah.
And that it's a fun place to be.
Yeah. People are like nervous and like sad to miss out on all the fun things that we do.
Yes.
They want to be here.
Yes. I don't want to miss cake day.
Yeah.
Or go to the Minty Bee Station. That's awesome. I love that so much. That's my new favorite thing, honestly. So how long has it been since these pieces have been in place, and knowing what you know now, does it seem like something that everybody's kind of wishing maybe had been implemented earlier?
It's been about a year and a half now. But it's definitely a change that needed the right chain of command in order to reap the benefits from changing the climate in the workplace. So I think for us, it came at the right time.
Perfect. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the times it does. It's a matter of right time, right place, right people. And then that's the magic formula. Do you think that it's embedded enough that, because we know that there's lots of transition in the military, do you think it's embedded enough that it's going to stay regardless of as people, you know, shift out of leadership positions? Or is that like a hopeful thing?
I think we're hopeful if the leadership changed, they would keep it quite similar, because when you walk around, you really, like, you can hear people laughing and chatting and see the work getting done. So it would be smart for them to keep it the same. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And as a follow-on on that question, does this change your philosophy in terms of what you might do differently if you were to find yourself in a different work environment? If you were to be posted, would this be something that you'd be like, hey, you know what? We did this thing where I used to work. What do you think? Do you want to give it a try to bring those great lessons that you've learned with you to different locations?
Absolutely. So watching the positive changes within the clinic have proven that you can have fun and enjoy your work while still remaining just as productive, if not more productive, which is definitely something any unit could take away from this and something I'll definitely hold with me in all my future positions.
Awesome. Yeah. As you just climb that chain, climb up one day when we're like talking to Warrant Officer Richard. And the impetus for this conversation came as a result of hearing how amazing it was that all these cool things were happening here when my colleagues came back from a meeting in dental. And I just wonder if you've got any suggestions or tips on what other disciplines or other units that maybe aren't as like already singing from the same songbook or locations might want to consider doing within those specific contexts. Because we know that every place is really different, but to still be able to, in essence, do what you've done, but in a way that makes sense for that uniqueness that embodies every other unit or regiment across the country. Like, I'm thinking like big, if you were asked to create a how-to guide, regardless of trade or element, are there certain things that you would put in that guide that you could contribute now in sort of a Coles Notes version, your legacy?
For that, I would say improving morale doesn't just happen through forced fun events. We've all been to them. It takes a conscious effort. Listen to your subordinates and implement their suggestions, even if it's just a trial period. A simple place to start is just to walk around the unit and say good morning to people and ask how they are or compliment their work. That's just an easy way to foster trust and compel the staff to participate in unit activities.
In a non-compelling way.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure. A non-forceful way.
Yes, yeah. Well, because it sounds like people actually wanted to, right?
Yeah.
If you want to do something, you're also probably going to enjoy it more than if you're made to do something. Although sometimes you have to do something and you're kind of like, I'm not really sure. And then you're kind of like, hey, cool, this was fun. And I'm glad I did. But that makes you maybe want to participate more kind of moving forward. And positive peer pressure, I think, might also be helpful.
Yeah.
If you see everybody having a good time, you don't want to be left out.
Exactly.
I think you might have latched on to something to do after your career in dental is wrapped up. So you could be a traveling consultancy roadshow to help others implement this model. So any other last words of wisdom that you would like to share?
Nothing new, but I think it's important to reiterate that people work harder and are more effective when they are happy and feel valued.
100%. I actually was in with a colleague of mine in a workshop that they did at the Transition Center. And one of the things that they were talking about was this process called SHUVA. And it's an acronym for people need to be seen, heard, appreciated, valued, and understood. And I think if we have those elements in place, the world would be a better place.
100%.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. This has been really inspiring, and I'm now thinking about what can we do to create a little Menti Bee station back in health promotion, because that is the best idea ever. And as the readiness, resilience, and growth philosophy from Third Div starts to ramp up and take hold, hopefully, I think this is a great example of where to start, what to do, and how to keep that momentum going. I hope that listeners have taken away a thing or two as well, regardless of the role they find themselves in, because everyone can lead, formally or informally, by example, or by instituting things that can move the needle towards wellness in the context of a military environment, in a way that makes sense and resonates with members. I know that that gives me, as a health promoter, both hope and motivation, so thanks everyone for listening, and until next time, take care, stay healthy, and we'll see you on the flip-flop.